Greetings to you all. I greet you very well on this wonderful, wonderful Friday evening. All who are tuned in right now to this, your Knowledge Station, Caribbean Radio Show. I am your host, Samantha. You can call me Sam, and I'll be with you live from 5 for this hour. It is, of course, a Friday, May 22, yay, TGIF we say. It is a celebration evening for some because it's the start of the weekend and the week is almost out, the month is almost out, and so we're having good temperate days here, right here in Jamaica. Just the right sun, just the right wind, and just the right rains at times. And so we're happy. We think that April will bring some showers, but for now we are enjoying the wonderful, wonderful weather we are having. How are you all doing? It is a beautiful, beautiful evening here, and I am happy to be here with you. We say whatever the weather, we are always airy over here. So how was your week? This is your show, Waves of Change, where we try to bring positive vibrations to all, spreading love, as we say, spreading joy, spreading happiness. I hope your week was well, but I hope your weekend will be much greater. What are your plans for the weekend? Talk to me. What do you do on a weekend? Remember, you're live and you can always call on our guest calling number, 661-467-2407. This is your show. And I must say, congratulations. This is episode 1, so you have made history. You are tuned in to Waves of Change, episode 1. And if you're listening right now, you can call yourself history makers. This is our first version. Just an introduction for what is to come in the future. And I do hope and pray that you will continue to tune in every Friday evening at 5 with me, your girl, Samantha. So at this time, we just want to take the time to tell you what the show is really, really about. We'll be exploring some issues that are maybe affecting Jamaica at this time, especially. We'll be zooming in really on the education sector. But we will not be just focusing on the issues and the concerns and the problems, but we will be looking at ways how we can fix this and we can change the shape of education in Jamaica. We can change the shape of our children. We can change the shape of the very future. So many things are happening, but we just want you to know that persons still exist that are trying to create change and positive change in this world. We're really trying to fix the world, if you may, one child at a time, child by child, family by family, or school by school, if you may. As I said, I am Sam. You call me Samantha. I have been an educator right here in Jamaica for the past 30 years. So you can say I have seen it all. Maybe I have done it all. And through it all, I know that there is still hope. There's hope for our country. There's hope for our children. So that is what this show will be about, just spreading hope. Because we do believe that once we have life, once we have persons that we can lean on, we have persons that we can depend on in our corner, we still have that hope. So I'll be exploring some of these issues, but you know what? We will not only be focusing on the negative. We will be hinting at the negative because this show is called the Positive Vibration Show. So it is positive outlook, good vibrations, good vibes for an hour, yeah? So we are going to be just having good vibes. Remember, you can call at any time, 661-467-2407. I'll be bringing to the light, right, that some things that you may not know, some things that you may want to remember. I want to reach out especially to the persons listening to the diaspora, from the diaspora. How are you? How are you? We miss you in Jamaica. So reach out to us. We know you have those fond memories of your times here. We know you have fond memories of your teachers, of your schools, and so. So that is my passion, really. So I'll be leaning this version of the show towards education, towards schooling, and towards children. So we just want to bring some things to light, to share the joy, to share the love, to share the happiness that still exists in the world. Of course, you're in tune to the powerful Knowledge Station Caribbean radio show. And I want to just give a special shout out to anybody this evening who is celebrating a birthday, celebrating an anniversary, just celebrating something. We want to say special shout out to you. You are loved. You're appreciated. We feel you here at Caribbean Radio Show, and I do hope you're feeling very special on this wonderful, wonderful Friday evening. So we are bringing the views to you. Right? I would like to do a little segment called Fun Fact Feature. And today, I'm just going to be asking the question, what is the difference between joy and happiness? Is there a difference? What's the difference between joy and happiness? Because we use those two words loosely, we do know that they mean something good and warm and fuzzy and positive. And we love, I personally love fuzzy words, words that make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. But is there a difference between joy and happiness? And so think on it. We'll be coming back to that, and I'll give you my take on it. But you can call in if you think that you know the difference and you would like to share the difference. So we'll get back to you on that. Before we go any further, I would just like to pause and say much love, much respect, much blessing to some special persons in my corner. I would like to big up Dr. Ev, wherever you are and whatever time you're in at this time. We want to say much respect to you. You are a true humanitarian, and we just want to say continue to do what you do. I like to call her a boss lady with a heart of gold. Big up yourself, Doc. You are simply the best. Hey, Terry. I want to say much respect to you, much love. Terry is my teacher, my mentor, my coach. I don't know if he knows this, but I want to just say much love, much respect to you. You're the technical expert, and you do what you do with so much love. And so I just want to big you up on this Friday evening if you are tuned in and listening to this episode. Love what you do, and we really, really appreciate you. All right, on upcoming shows, we will be speaking to a number of persons. We'll be speaking to some of the finest in education in Jamaica. We'll be speaking to leaders of institutions. We'll be speaking to even students, because we are trying to get the views from the different angles. So we'll be speaking maybe to some parents, because you know that they are very valuable stakeholders. We do not have schools. We do not have our students we do not have the children on a whole without the parents. So their views are quite important. So we'll be getting the views from the different angles as we seek to explore our Jamaican landscape when it comes to the matters of education, when it comes to our culture really. And we'll be just exploring the ins and outs and the ups and downs when it comes to this valuable asset, this thing that is given to us called education. We'll be talking a little bit about welfare, because with the changing socioeconomic climate going on now, not only in Jamaica, but in the world at large, we do not want anyone to be deprived of education. And so there are avenues, there are channels, there are ways in which we can get some help. I know that there are parents and sometimes we are struggling. There are schools struggling. I'll give you a little history on my own school, where we're coming from and where we intend to go. There are times when the resources are just not there, but we do not fold our arms. We do not give up, because we know that if we are determined, and my school motto says, go forward with determination. If we are determined to get the best, then we can be the best. So we'll be exploring some of those issues. If you are so lucky, on Friday evening, you will be favored with Dr. Ev, the great humanitarian I spoke of, to join us on the show. And she will just give you her take on all that is happening. Want to really introduce you to a special charity group in Jamaica that is really making a difference on our children in what they do and what they stand for. They are so multifaceted that it incorporates all areas of welfare, really. So they are called the Give Back Jamaica Group. And they are doing wonderful, wonderful things. You can visit their website, and there is even the option for you to donate. And so they are a non-profit organization. They're a charitable organization. And they are made up of really persons from the diaspora who see it fit to give back to Jamaica. It is coming from a spirit of humility. It's coming from persons who have been there, who have been really down, who know what it is to need, to be in need of something, even the most basic of things. And so they saw it fit to come together and not just leave Jamaica behind, but they saw it fit to really continue to give back year after year after year. Doing a wonderful job. My school has been a recipient, and we are very grateful. We're eternally grateful. Big up yourself, Sir Opton Brown, affectionately called HB, the man on the ground that has this program running here in Jamaica. Big up yourself, sir. We appreciate you. And so this program is really giving back to children in need. We have benefited from a very prestigious dinner, because when we talk about giving back, we are not only talking about giving back in terms of bags and shoes and books, but we are giving them something that they can remember for life. We are giving back experiences, and it was quite an exquisite experience when we hosted the very prestigious Ida Brown dinner and award ceremony in the beautiful month of December, just right around that festive season where everything is beautiful. And the children, they always, always talk about that experience. They always remember. They might not always remember a book or a shoe, but I am sure that for the rest of their life, they will remember that somebody saw it fit to come and to really dine with them in such fine style. So doing a lot, they're really doing a lot. They're investing. They're investing in Jamaica in a very big way. And we just want to bless them for that. We hope that the donations will continue. We hope that everything will just continue to flow as it is now, and so that they will be able to bless the hearts of so many families here in Jamaica. Talking of schooling system, let us just, there was one time when I was asked to do a speech, to be the guest speaker at a graduation. And it was a graduation for a basic school, really, an infant school. So the children there would have been ages, the graduates would have been ages five, six. And so when I went there, because when I prepared my speech, I say, all right, because they are children, I'm going to use a fairy tale. I'm going to use a nursery rhyme as my hook. And so when I tell them the nursery rhyme, I will get their attention and they will be listening to me. And then before I go off into the speech that I'll be doing. So I was going to talk about obedience and being obedient boys and girls. And when they graduate from infant school and when they go to basic school, they are going to continue to be very obedient and be very good to their teachers, to their parents, to their peers. So I started with Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And much to my surprise and much to my dismay, the principal of that school said to me, "Oh no, we do not tell them nursery rhymes. We do not teach our children nursery rhymes." And then, but I, of course, I was able to edit my speech, to fashion my talk so that it is not offensive or so. But she was very respectful, and I respect her for that. But what are your views, though? How do you feel about nursery rhymes? There are some persons who think that nursery rhymes are silly. They should not be taught. They are just nonsense. Teaching the children that the cows jump over the moon. How do you feel about nursery rhymes? And remember, we are going to go back to our question. What is the difference between joy and happiness? Of course, you are listening to Caribbean Radio Show on your knowledge station. Want to just bring to you in a little way the difference. I don't know if you had any thoughts on it, but the difference between joy and happiness. I say that those are two words that I love. So that's why I'll be starting my show in just exploring those two words. Difference between joy and happiness. And I hope at the end you will get it, because I am trying to get it. I am really trying to get it. So, I think happiness, they say, is a fleeting emotion. So happiness is something that you feel for a short while. You get an ice cream and you feel happy because you love ice cream. I don't love ice cream. But you love ice cream, so you feel happy. But then, after the ice cream is done, you're not so happy anymore, because that was the source of your happiness. I don't know if you get it. I don't know if I get it, really. But then, they said joy is a longer-lasting feeling. So remember, there are some things that give you happiness, and there are some things that gives you joy. So the things that give you joy, so the persons who are giving back, I know for sure, they have that warmth. They have that joy. And it is, so when they are giving back, they would feel happy at the moment. So they come and they give back. But then when they sit and they reflect on it, that they will be doing this again, and how well received it was, how happy the children were, yeah, then that is the time when they would have felt the joy. As I said, I don't know if you get it. I'm not sure if I get it. But happiness is the short term. So happiness, in its sense, is like the short-term joy. But joy is the thing that gives you that feeling that goes on and on and on. So we talk about the joy of giving. 661-467-2407 is the number if you want to weigh in on any of these topics that we are choosing to explore. So, Humpty Dumpty, some schools, some teachers, some parents even, they do not teach their children nursery rhymes. They think it's nonsensical. I am a student of literature, and I personally think nursery rhymes have their place. I think it provides a little avenue, a little channel for children to escape from some things. Did you know that there are many, many children who are very disadvantaged, very abused? They are neglected. And so much of that is also happening. And so when they can read a Cinderella, or they can read a Snow White, or listen to a nice nursery rhyme about Little Boy Blue, I think it provides a kind of avenue, an escape. But we may argue in these days when there's the internet, when there is YouTube and Facebook and TikTok and all of those channels, are nursery rhymes even still relevant? Do we still teach nursery rhymes? I believe in them. Don't know about you. I believe in nursery rhymes. You're listening to Caribbean Radio Show, where we spread love, spread joy. And this is, of course, your knowledge station, where we bring to you a little bit of everything. So this is your introductory version. So if you're listening in and if you're just joining us, we want to welcome you and to say that you are pioneers, really, because this is our very first show, our very first show. So special you are, indeed. We want to just take some time now to just say what waves of change will really do, or what we hope it will really do. We hope that it will impact lives. We hope that it will touch hearts all over. All who are listening, we hope that it will touch hearts. We hope that persons will not only be focusing on the not so good, but we hope that we will be trying to make a difference in your corner of the world. Can you imagine how beautiful the world will be if we just try to do good in our own corner? Just in one little corner of the world. So, Springvale Primary and Infant, where I've been a part of, I am honored to be there. It is nestled so very smugly in the hills. Well, it is between hills, and it's also in the valley, and it has a spring, and it is just so very well placed. It is a beautiful, beautiful institution. It is set in a beautiful community. And so we just want to, we are really happy that we are placed there, and we are trying to do our very best. We have a caller online, and we'll be going to the phone lines now to see. Hello.
Hello, Tita. Good morning.
Hello, Dr. Ev. Welcome, welcome.
This is not Dr. Ev at all.
Oh, it's not Dr. Ev. You sound like Dr. Ev.
Yeah. No, son. It's a granny. Me, I listen to your show a long time. Me like you. Me. Hey, when me I got school, you know, me never had nice teacher like you. And is there a good teacher like you?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Me like you because so bad. Me remember when me I got school, you know. Me did all of me. Me got barefoot and all them same thing, you know. But me I run two bus and my heart just in on me foot, you know. But
yes,
me
yes.
Still all of got school.
Right.
Me glad to hear that me are sure that time. Then I wear your name, teacher. Me name, get the name, you know.
I'm Samantha Nemard. Your host.
I you know my big pretty school up in Imus, Springvale, them.
Yes, the beautiful Springvale.
The teacher, the spring still did again. Me remember it long time, you know. Me not come out much again because this car was too well. But me remember it spring did I know and good what I know.
The spring is very much there. And it makes our children beautiful. Springvale persons, they are so glowing because I think that it is the spring water that is causing all of that glow on them.
Lad, when you can get one butter pan, come give me. Make one a little young pig, then carry down a road, come give me.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Remember when you live now, up on the hill, go over the big tree and go on the mango tree and go on the corner there, and then you pass past James Yard, and then a 2 foot from the side, no. And
yes.
Then come and live.
Oh, yes, yes. I'll find it. I'll find it.
me now, I'm a minute run out on me. So thank you, teacher. Will you say your name again? Because we get full in more.
Call me Sam. Again? You can call me Sam. I'm Lady Samantha. You can call me Sam.
Me like you, lady. Me like you, lady, something, you know.
Yes.
Lady, things sound good to me.
Yes.
Me like you. Me like you. Me I go listen to your show every week, you know. I will
thank
time
you so
you
much.
Come on again.
I'm on time five.
You come on again.
Fridays live at 5.
5 o'clock.
Yes, yes.
At 5 o'clock. All right. May I eat me little bit clear. So 5 o'clock, remember to call in. If me have any, because sometimes, you know, me don't have the money, say, put on any minute on the phone, you know.
Oh,
me.
Me try
me best. Me like you, sure. And say hello to you, pick me them, see yeah?
I will, Granny. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A real trip, talking about a treat. A real trip down memory lane. Because some persons didn't have it so easy to have drive to come to school and taxis and all of that. So we really, really had to walk. Personally, I remember I got in a lot of trouble when I was going to school. So that's why I'm not even so very hard on some children, because they are children and they will make mistakes. There are several times when I used to walk about 3 miles to get to school, from my home to school. And on the way, we had tamarind tree. I don't know if anybody remember locust. There was this fine green fruit called locust. I don't see that anymore. There was a fruit called thinking toe. So they had that tree too. And we used to stop at those trees religiously every evening to pick those fruits. There was also a little fruit that I don't see anymore. It's called damsel. I think it is a family to the star apple, but it was very fine. And so we used to stop and we used to feast on all of those fruits. At those times, it was as if fruits were always in season. There was some form of fruit, but like the jackfruit, tamarind, orange, tangerine. So I used to be one of those children that stop under the tree to feast on those fruits. And I always happen to leave my bag under the trees. I don't know how and I don't know why. There was this evening, I remember rain fell and everything got wet. And it is the following morning, I realized that I left my bag under the trees. Of course, at that time, children could get a little beating, right? But not now. And so I have fond memories of growing up and of going to school. So we thank Granny for calling and reminding us of those fond memories. So we were talking about the beauty of Springvale. It is such a beautiful and blessed community. I have personally been there. This year will be 30 years, 29 going to 30 years. I am personally blessed to be there, to be giving back to the children, to be giving back to the community, to be serving them on many different levels. So that is what gives me joy. So my joy comes from that. Of course, I am happy. So we talk about this happiness and the joy. I am happy to just get up in the mornings, to get ready, to look forward to the day, to go to school. But the long-lasting joy comes from knowing that, giving of your best to the children. And so we are really grateful for persons who come from far and wide and find us. They found us in that little valley, in that little corner. So I'm not really trying to change the big entire world picture. I'm trying to make a change in my corner. So if we try to make a positive change in our little circumstances, maybe it starts with our family, so we can make a change. Remember that this program, this show, is called Waves of Change. So we need change, but we need positive change. So we are trying and we will continue to try because we will not give up. So Springvale is coming from very far. It has been affected by many mitigating factors. It is a small community, so people move out from time to time. Migration is something that affects us. But since COVID, very strangely, we've realized that persons are migrating in. How can that be? So for years, we have seen persons going out. So they go to town. They go to Montego Bay. They go to the U.S. They go overseas. They go to Canada, all over. But then we see an influx. We are seeing now the community is taking a little bit of change because some persons are coming back. And it has impacted the school. It has impacted the school. Remember that this the school is the community. The community is the school. We are one. And so when persons come in, the population of the school is now growing. And not only the population, we are growing in terms of academic progress. And so we are very happy for that. We are growing in our academics, in our social development of our children. And so we are really, really, really blessed. I want to just pause here for a minute again and say just big up to the 9-to-5, we call them 9-to-5ers, persons who have your regular 9-to-5. We want to let you know that we see you and we value you, and we do appreciate you. On our line, I'm going to be taking another call. I'm going to be taking 6921. Hello, hello, caller. Hello.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
I am well.
This is Samantha, right?
This is not the doctor, but this is the teacher. If you want me to be a doctor,
hello,
I can
teacher,
be.
Hello, teacher. How are you?
Everything. I am well.
Yeah, I'm here
well.
Listening to you, and you're bubbling over with joy. How's everything? This is Hopeton Brown calling in.
The great HB. Welcome, welcome.
How is everything going?
I think I am happy. It is going well, I think. You are a trendsetter. You're our second caller on our first episode.
Yes.
So you are very special indeed. So I just want
to
welcome
great,
you.
Okay, great.
Thank you for calling.
I really appreciate the thing that you're doing, and I'm hoping that we can share the joy, you know, and get as many stakeholders as we can as we help our children in Jamaica.
Yes, yes, that's the idea, and I want to also thank you for what you are doing in trying to change the world. As I see, it might sound big, but that's really what you are doing. Changing the world.
Yeah, we can't save everybody, but if we can save one child at a time, that's I think that's a great thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I believe in that. I'm an advocate for change, and I do know if we just stick to it and we keep on believing, keep on doing, really, keep on reaching, we will make a positive impact in our corner. And eventually in the world. Yes. So.
Okay. Well, keep up the good work, and I will continue to listen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Bye bye. Yes, we want to thank our callers for really blessing up this debut version of our show, Waves of Change. Of course, you're still tuned in to the Caribbean Radio Show. This is your knowledge station where we give you a little bit of everything. We're impacting lives, and we are also imparting knowledge. Just have another caller. Let me take this call. Hello, caller, you're on.
Yes, how are you doing, Miss Samantha?
I am well.
Yes, your show is hot tonight. Loving it.
I try, coach. My coach.
Yes. Yes, I just wanna call in, you know, and give you much support and love, because I know your show is going to be so exciting in the coming months, and with any views that you have planned.
Yes.
You know, and just to get all the communities across Jamaica, the schools
yes.
involved. I can't wait to hear the different schools calling in, because
yes.
I don't think there has been a show where you have, you know, different schools, like you said, stakeholders, you
right.
know, getting involved. And,
yes.
you know, and I truly believe that this show, your show, is going to be a voice. For the unheard people, and you know, and I hear you talking about Springvale, and you know, just to let you know, just to tell you a quick story, I myself, you know, was born in Jamaica. I came to the U.S. when I was 9 years old.
Oh.
I'm now 46, so that's a long time ago. You know,
yes.
that's a long time ago, but I do remember. And I'm kind of glad, I'm glad that I was born in Jamaica and actually get to live, you know, I get to live the old school way, because both my parents are from the country, although I have people live all over, you know, Jamaicans, we live everywhere.
Yeah. Right, but, right.
You know, but I love the country life because yes. in the country, we get to do things that, you know, city kids don't get to do.
That's right.
You
yes.
know, you know, we get to go to river.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get plenty of mango because mango bears so much they just fall off the tree.
Oh Lord, yes, you know, yes, that's the time.
You know, water apple is so fruitful mm-hmm. they just fall off the tree. You know, so it's mm-hmm. a blessing, and you know, I want all Jamaican kids that are living in the country to know that. They're living a very wealthy life because to purchase those fruit now at the store,
yes,
it's a
yes.
lot of money. When we have fruits that's wasting, you know?
Yes.
So, and it's organic, you know? So we live a very rich life. And
we were rich.
You know,
we were rich and we didn't even know it.
Exactly. And I think when somebody else, you know, tell you something and make you believe that you are not, or, you know, that's just a belief system, but we have plenty.
Yes.
It might
yes.
not seem like, it might not seem like it was, but, you know, like you're talking about the different fruits and stuff mm-hmm. With kids coming from school.
Right, yes. Fond memories.
I think every Jamaican kids have that experience.
Yeah, yeah.
It's either going to be an orange tree. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Yeah, I'm saying most of them, maybe, and especially in our time, they have the experience with getting the fruit. But now I realize,
oh, yes.
Terry, that they are, the fruits now, they are not so common anymore because persons are
yeah.
buying them for sale and they're selling them for very, very high prices. For example, jackfruit. That fruit was so common
exactly.
when we were growing up. Now it's an exotic fruit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, a lot of folks, I believe, is trying to get away from the farming, and I
mm-hmm.
think that's not, and maybe it's just a belief that's been taught,
yeah.
you know, to look to the store. Instead
mm-hmm.
of actually changing that conversation around and said, okay, well, won't you plant, get your license,
mm-hmm.
connect with people, form a union, and sell that to the store, you know? So there's a lot of money in agriculture and things like that.
There is.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that folks could learn to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's educating that person again. Because
mm-hmm.
you know that when at school, a lot of students might don't even know what they want to do when they grow up.
Right, right.
Per se, that's the word. Grow up.
But we can
guide
them.
You can do it.
Right.
Anytime when you're young.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But the different choices you could make. You could go into technical jobs. You could go into medical jobs. You could become farmer. You could. There's a lot of choices, and
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, just displaying and telling children these things, it would be a really good thing just to keep their mind open.
Thank
you
so much for that. Yes, that is true. Yes.
Exactly, because you know, not everybody is going to go to the best university, but guess what? You can learn a trade.
You can.
You know, and the trade paid just as much or more.
Or more.
If you
or
own
more,
your
right.
craft.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so that's, again, it's just opening the children's mind. And I thank you very much because it seems like that's what you're displaying to these children.
That's
and,
what
and,
we're trying
you know,
to do.
And it's a good thing. And I heard you talking about... you're talking about, what was that, Humpty Dumpty?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. The Humpty Dumpty, the nursery rhymes.
Yes, nursery rhymes. So,
yes.
you know, and just to get back, you know, I know we're getting off a little topic here, but the nursery rhymes,
yes.
I, I believe the nursery rhymes is actually good, you know.
Yes.
But you could turn these nursery rhymes to in the image of the person that you're trying to portray that to.
Yes.
You know, because you have to, the child has to see themselves, you know, in that story that you're telling.
Yes.
You know, if it's a black child, you know, you have to put that in their mind so they could see themselves. Because a lot of nursery rhymes in different areas are, you know, they could be shown to anyone.
Yes.
You know, but putting someone in that, in their place, you know, it's a good thing.
Thank you so much for that. I believe so too. I really believe that it has its place. Nursery rhymes have their place. It's just a form of literature, like any other piece of literature.
It does. It does.
Yes.
It does. It's the same thing.
Yes.
What was that?
No, I was saying it would have been an avenue of escape for those children who maybe was not so fortunate to have the internet now, and so, you know, it kind of put them in a particular mood to, you know, to kind of cope with things that are, especially things that are happening to them that are not so positive. It makes them happy.
Exactly. Yes.
And as I use the word happy, Terry, maybe it doesn't bring joy, but it brings happiness, because for the moment, they would have felt a little happiness when they read these nursery rhymes.
Well, it does. It does. And, you know, this bring back a memory when I was a child. Like I said, you know, I've been away for a while, but I remember this book. I don't remember the name of it, but I remember the image of this guy eating a big dumpling and his teeth got stuck in it.
Oh, yes. I remember that guy, too. I'm getting excited. Zachariah Zed was the guy.
Yes.
Zachariah Zed.
But just the image, I remember that, because I'm thinking about, that's a big dumpling.
Yes. I can still see the image in my mind, yes.
Yeah, you know, but that was a good story, because now, I mean, I have two boys of my own, and they're not, I mean, they're American, you know.
Yes.
I make them dumpling, and dumpling is their favorite.
Right. Yes, man, dumpling is our favorite in our household.
Yeah, so I try to make the biggest dumpling for them, because they want the big dumpling. They don't want no small dumpling.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And the American, my American son now, he's so funny. He's like, Daddy, put some butter on that.
The great dumpling and butter.
So, you know, so I'm like, yeah, you're too Jamaican now, you know.
Yes.
You know, all these stories, you feed the mind the correct things. The children remember into adulthood. It helped develop their mind, you know?
It does, right, yes. Right, we want to just instill in them some positive memories. We don't want when they get big, when they look back on their childhood, it's just sadness and depression. We really need
exactly.
to. Right, we need to do it from now. Get it to them
And I heard you talking about some of these kids being abused. And you know, it's a true story, and a lot of people don't want to hear that. But you, as an educator, you know, I'm glad that you're actually putting that out there, because these are true stories. People need to face this conversation, and this kind of thing does happen in family households. They don't talk about it. You know, children coming to school.
Yeah.
You have children coming to school, and they have to. So if they're dealing with issues and they come to school trying to learn, you know, that's a big problem.
It's a big
their
problem.
Their focus is not there.
Right.
You know, their focus is not there. So it's, you know, so teaching, being a teacher, being a principal and so forth is a very difficult job, because I believe you guys deal with a lot of things that it's not just teaching about what's in the book, you know.
Right.
It's the overall student that you have to help them, you know,
in
their daily lives.
Right. Teaching us is about really life. Just teaching them life. Just teaching them even how to live. Now we have to do a subject called critical thinking. We have to teach children even how to think now. So we have to try to be shaping.
And that's good. And
yes,
that's good, because, they have to learn how to turn bad things to good, you know?
Yes.
So I really appreciate what you're doing, and, I'm excited, because I think there's not going to be an ending to the different topics and things that's going on, and it's because there's so much, that the children deal with, from not having enough food to sustain them throughout the day, from not having enough school supplies, nowadays, you tell kids, I used to walk 3 miles to school. Some of these new kids, they don't really realize that they get dropped off at school.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Even my daughter,
my
daughter is 16 years old, and she has never taken a taxi to school. So they just don't know. So even in high school,
they're
dropping her off and picking her up. They don't know.
I have to, my kid, the bus pick him up, and basically, it's like 1 minute walk to the end of the block.
Yeah.
But they're like, "Daddy, can you drop me off at the bus stop?"
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I can literally look and see where you're standing.
Right.
But,
I know.
but our sacrifice, is what makes we want better things for them.
For them. Yes. That's true.
And that's the whole goal with helping other children, making it better for their future.
That's right.
So I'm really, and now and then I'm going to call in, and talk to you about some of these things, because I grew up basically in Askanish, which is way underneath the mountain.
Where's that?
You ever heard of the school Askanish?
No. What parish is that?
A lot. It's in Anova.
Oh.
So it's 7 miles in from Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And those roads, those potholes, it's like fighting to get to your destination.
I can imagine.
And it's right underneath the mountain, and actually, I really appreciate some of these schools that's way out there that really don't have much, and the teacher tried their best,
because
there was a story last year of a young man actually that went to China, he graduated, or he used to go to Askanish school.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have the enough resource, and he wasn't the best student, but the mother helped him to concentrate on his schoolwork and so forth. And, he went to China, and he graduated at the top of his class in China.
Yes.
And speak the language fluently and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you never write any of these kids off. All they need is resource and guidance.
Thank you so much for that.
That's all they need.
And
I'm gonna find the article and send it to you so you could actually share it also, just to give people, the motivation to say, you never write off any one of these children, even if they're doing, even if they're doing bad, it's something mm-hmm. that they need to address.
Right, right. Thank you so much, Lord Terry.
You're welcome, yes, and I really appreciate it again. I know time's running out, but I'll call next time and continue doing what you're doing.
I do appreciate you, and keep calling. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, we did promise you insightful discussions on issues, because education is such a wide issue, so it encapsulates so much. We have another caller. Will we? Hello?
Me not drink coffee tea, my good time. Care how nice it may be, my good time. I'm not going to be, oh, teacher, good morning, good morning. I am just here absorbing your previous caller. Just I feel the excitement of the history of his country after leaving the country almost 40 years.
Thank you
so much, Principal Queen, for bringing on this program. We are transfixed to the power of teaching. The power of a teacher, the power of this medium to bring attention to and help us to bring back a little bit nostalgia.
Right.
I hear you. I was listening to your program a little bit earlier, and I heard you talking about Damsa.
Yes,
I have been trying to figure where Damsa went.
Yes.
And you describe it so good. I think it is a miniature bubblegum. I remember it as a child.
We use the green ones as bubblegum.
Yes.
When we chew them, they turn to bubblegum.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You must be living around the city. I'm sure you're not as young as I am, but you must be walking them rocks down there around about the same time I did. I have not seen damsel, and you were talking about the fruits, the jackfruit become exotic. And your caller mentioning, hey, we need to go back to the 70s, the 80s, where 80s, and I hope your school have a kind of farming where these so-called exotic fruits, maybe you guys plant one where you can have real jackfruit. When we eat jackfruit, you know, we eat the puppy,
everything.
The seed, we roast
everything.
The seed.
Oh, Lord.
Lord. Teacher, I am so excited for your show. Really excited for your show.
Thanks for calling and thanks for everything. I think we're almost out of time. So I just want to say how much I appreciate you calling in and just blessing us up with your trip down memory lane.
Thank you so much.
So we'll be... Thank you, caller. So we'll be wrapping up in a minute. I just want to let you know that I appreciate your call, and I look forward to your call next week, Friday, when I'm on at 5. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we are so grateful. We want to just thank all the callers who really called. Your call has made such a big difference in this show. And I am sure that there are many other persons who would want to weigh in on the conversation of our trip down memory lane. I was sharing with my students that when it's Aki time, when I was growing up, we ate Akis until Aki season was done. And so that is how we operated. If they planted pak choy, we ate pak choy until the pak choy season was done. But we are happy, we are grateful for that foundation that our parents would have laid for us. I just want to say thank you to all who tuned in. this afternoon. Please remember that you're in tune to Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. I will see you right here next week, Friday at 5 p.m. God bless you. Thank you. Spread the love and sweet dreams.